We begin the current daf, Masechta Snidah, daf Chaf Hei. Begin 3 lines down at the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues on the theme of the previous daf regarding the halacha of our Mishnah. They were speaking about the topic of this parak, hamapelus, if a woman miscarries something. We want to know, is that considered a vlad to have the woman having tumas later or not? So Mishnah described, if a woman miscarries an embryonic sac, which is the skin that surrounds the internal organs of the child, if it, let's say, filled with water or with blood or different colors, we said that's not considered a child. So on that theme, the Gemara continues and says, "Shalu lefnei Rebbe." They asked in front of Rebbe, "Hamapelas shfir moli basu mahu." What's if a woman miscarries this embryo that's filled with flesh? What's the halacha? So Amal Hemi said to them, "Lishma, I didn't hear what the halacha is." So Amal lefan the Rebbe Shmuel Rebbe Yisi. Rebbe Shmuel Rebbe Yisi said in front of them, he says, "Kacham abba." This is what my father Rebbe Yisi said. It says, "If it's moli dam, if it's filled with blood, so tamei nida." So as we said in the Mishnah, that's not going to be considered a vlad, but it's going to have, it has inside blood. So that's the menstrual blood, where that's where the source of the child is from the woman's womb. And therefore, she's going to have a tumma as nida. Now, mali basar, if it's filled with flesh, which is the case that's being discussed, that was asked, tumei leida, she will have a tumma of leida. So you see, the answer is that it is considered a child. So Ma'alois, the Rebbe said to him, "Il mali davar chadash amarta lanu b'shem avicha." Had you told us just this one novel teaching that we didn't know, that I didn't have a tradition on, regarding if it's the embryo that's filled with flesh, so shemanuchu, we would have listened to you and we would have said, "Oh, okay, that's halacha, that's tumas leida." But achshav ben dehok kamaisa kichido kama. But now that you told us the first halacha with this one, which is going like an individual opinion in contrast to the rabbim, which was Kesumchis Cha'amma Mishim Remeir, which we brought in the beginning of the parak, who he said that if you have blood inside the mass, the woman's going to be tummy because of anida, but he's a Das Yachid, everyone else disagrees with him. So Hanami, so since the first opinion was saying of being tummy as anida when it's Mole Dam, that we don't pass like that because that's going like a Yachid, Hanami Shemek Rebbe Yishua Amr, so maybe the second teaching that you're saying is also like a Das Yachid. It's maybe only going like Rebbe Yishua that we're going to shortly quote, that he holds it actually just because of the skin of the embryo itself is enough, Rebbe Yishua holds, to maybe tame a woman because of Leida, and that's a Das Yachid. Because maybe, as we're going to quote the Machlekes, maybe the Machlekes is even when it's filled with flesh. And the reason of the Rabbanon that would hold that it's actually not a Vlad is because it's not fully developed. It never turned into a child. So though, as we're going to quote the Machlekes of Yeshua, it says his Machlekes specifically when there's only the embryo and there's nothing else inside. But again, could be that the same Machlekes would be when it's full with flesh. So why did he have to say the first opinion was Sumchis and not Yeshua? Because Yeshua is only talking about when there's only the skin itself. But to the contrary, he holds that actually when it's filled with blood, he agrees that it's not considered a child, because dam mechichalav, as we said in the Mishnah, obviously not a child. But the first opinion he was saying was like sumchis, where it could be tummy as nidah. But the second halacha also then maybe, if you're saying the first halacha like a das yachid, maybe the second one is also like a das yachid, vein halacha gibishua, and halacha doesn't follow gibishua. The Tanakh learned the Braisa that he's a das yachid. The Braisa says, "I'm a pelish shvir she'inim merukim." If a woman miscarries the embryo, the sac of the skin, which is what the child is generally in, everyone's in their own skin, she'ein merukim, that's not fully developed. Shebishuaim vlad, he says, consider a child. V'chachamayim ein vlad, they say it's not considered a child. So again, could be the machlik is even when it's filled with flesh, and could be he's going like Rebbe Yishua, and therefore we're not going to paskin based on the testimony that he's saying from your father. Now, Amr b'shem alakish m'shem b'ishya, now that we brought in this machlik is Rebbe Yishua and the chacham regarding this shfir, this embryo, that's not fully developed, if that's considered a child or not for the halachas of Tumas Leida, so Reb Shimon Lakish qualifies that their machlikas was ba'achar. If the liquid that's inside this sac is mixed up, where you can't tell what's inside, where you could say that it was a child that just dissolved, that's when they have the machlikas, Reb Shimon is going to say it's a child. But when the liquid inside is clear water, then the Devrakol, in the Vlad, everyone's going to agree that's not considered a child. That's Reb Shimon Ben Lakish's interpretation. From Shuman Levi, I mean, he disagrees. He says, no, but Sol Machlekes, their Machlekes is when it's clear. Even when it's clear liquid, Reb Yeshua was still saying that it's going to be Tame as a Vlad. Now, the question in his Reb Shuman Levi's version, in his opinion, was he saying, but Sol Machlekes, that the Machlekes was actually only when it's a clear liquid? But actually when it's a murky liquid, then actually everyone, even the Rabban, would agree that we would consider it as a child. It just got dissolved. Maybe what he was saying was that, no, not like Reb Shimon Lakish that was saying it's only by Acher, but Solomon agrees, but rather that they actually disagree by both cases. and Rabbi Yeshua holds that both are considered tummy, and Rabbanan actually would hold that both are tar. So it's going to take a little, it's not clear what would be the Rabbanan's opinion according to the version of Rabbi Shimon Levi. But basically, the Gemara asked on Rabbi Shimon Lakish, he had the first interpretation, from the following Brisa. The Brisa says, as Zud Darish Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. Rabbi Shua, who we were discussing his opinion before, that he holds that this shofar she'inim merukim, this embryo that's not fully developed, that he said that it's going to be considered a child, he proves his point from the following pasuk in Bereishis. The pasuk says, "Vayasa Hashem lekim la'odim le'ishtoi kosnas or vayalbishim." Hashem, God, made for man and his wife clothing for the skin, and vayalbishim and the skin, and he gave them clothing. So he says, what do you see from the pasuk? Melamich in Hakadosh Baruch Hu Eisa Or LaAdam. You see, Hashem doesn't make skin for the person. Elim Kain Neitzer, unless he's first formed. You see, Hashem first made him, and then he made skin. So says Rabbi Yeshua, Alma Ba'ar Talim Milsis. You see that the main idea is having skin. Loishna Acher, Loishna Tzal doesn't make it if the liquid inside is murky or if it's clear. Either way, says Rabbi Yeshua, you see, like my opinion, as long as there's skin in this embryo, it's going to have the halacha as a vlad, because obviously it's formed already, and the skin comes after that. So says the Gemara, Iyamet Bishlemet Bitzal Machlaikis. If you see Rabbi Shimon Levi, that he says that the Machlaikis between Rabbi Shua and Rabbanan was regarding clear liquid. So that's why Rabbi Shua needed a pasik to say that yes, because that's not because the liquid inside that we're considering a vlad, it's clear liquid. It's obviously not a dissolved child. Yes, it's because of the skin itself that you see from the pasik that it's considered a child. Eliyamet Ba'achar Machlaikis. But if you say that the reasoning of Rabbi Shua is because, like Rabbi Shimon Malakis says, that because it's murky liquid, and you could say that maybe it was a child that got dissolved, but it's not because of having skin, because just having skin, if it's clear liquid, is not enough. So then lama likra. So then why is he bringing a pasuk? Svar ba'almuhu. It's just logic. It has nothing to do with the pasuk, because it has nothing to do with skin. Says the Gemara, l'shma mina, but tzal machlekes shma mina. Rather, obviously, from this price, you see clearly that the machlekes was even when it's clear liquid. And obviously, you see a refutation of Rish Lakish's interpretation. It's not only by achar, it's even by tzal, because Rabbi Shua holds, as long as there's skin, it's considered a vlad to have tumas avleda. However, the Gemara does tell us that v'chein amar Nachman amar Rabbi Ba'avuah, that he says like Rish Lakish's interpretation, that he says machlekes ba'achar, machlekes Rabbi Shua and Rabban, this Rabbi Shua was saying is considered a vlad, was only when it was murky liquid inside. But Saul divrei hakol in the vlad, but he says like Rish Lakish, but if it's a clear liquid inside, everyone agrees it's not considered a child. Now here too, Esrei Rav Lov Nachman Rav asks on Rav Nachman from a different source, where the beginning is in Masechtas Bechayrus and of Yud Tesim Beis, where it's talking about regarding exempting the subsequent birth from having the status of a Bechayr. So that says the halacha el amr, but they said, Simen Vlad Bebehema Daka, the sign of a child by a small livestock, by small types of animals, to say that it's considered a child that the next one after is not going to be the Bechar, is Tinuf, which is some type of filth comes out, which is after the female accepts the semen, the seed from the male animal, and develops somewhat of an embryo, it gets dissolved and it just oozes out and it comes out. So that filth exempts the next animal from being the firstborn animal, because it's not the firstborn. That first filth was the firstborn from the male. That's a sign. If it has this tinuf, this type of like waste that comes out from the uterus, that's going to be already exempting the next one from Bechar. Bagasa, by large livestock, has to be shulya. If there's an afterbirth, obviously there was a child over here, we just didn't see where it was, but the next animal is not going to be the Bechar of the animals. Beisha, by a woman, it's shvir v'shulya. It's either the embryonic sac, or the embryo, or the sac that comes that holds the embryo inside of that what we call the afterbirth, which is what contains the child inside that sac. And that's a sign by a woman. If that comes out, then we know there was something here, there was a child, and the next child is not going to be the Bechar. Now, the Gemara makes the following inference. Rav asked in Rav Nachman, V'ilu shofer bebehemo lepater. But regarding an animal, doesn't say that to exempt the next animal, if you had the embryo, which is the skin of the embryo, come out, that it should exempt the next child. So he says, "Iyamet b'shlem and b'tzal machlokes." If you see the machlokes Rabbi Shua and Rabbanan was when inside the embryo is a clear liquid, so m'shamachi. Therefore, we could understand why that's not going to be exempting the next animal when it comes to animals for the laws of Bechar. Why? Because Isha the Rabbi Bakra. Because regarding a woman that we just brought before the pasuk that says that we include regarding the laws of Ur, of skin, which was said by Adam and Chava, by man and woman, by the human beings. So Pata Bashafer, that's where we say that, yeah, it was even by clear liquid. It's just the idea of having skin. So where do we find that skin is enough to be considered a child? It was said by the human beings. But by animal, we don't have a ribu in the pasuk, Leipata Bashafer. So yeah, just having the skin, which is this machlekes of Rabbi Shua and Rabbanan, according to the version of, let's say, like Rabbi Shimon Levi, so the having just the shofar is not going to exempt, and therefore the braisa doesn't mention that case by the animal. Eliyamid ba'acha machlekes, but if you say, like you Rav Nachman, that the machlekes was by murky liquid, samechti, let's see, svaru. What's the idea about, like we're saying, by woman, exempting when there's a shofar that comes out, which, again, even the most lenient interpretation, the way you hold like Rav Nachman, is only when there's murky liquid inside. It's based on logic, because we say, yeah, what's this murky liquid? It was a dissolved child. So the maishna isha, maishna behemoth, then why should there be any difference, a woman or an animal? It's the same thing. The murky liquid tells us there was a child that dissolved, and therefore then the braisa should have said, too, that shofar is considered an exemption of the next child by an animal, too. So says the Rav Nachman, the answer is, he says, no. Mi savor to Bishua mifshat pshita lei? Do you think that to Rabbi Shua it was obvious that the murky liquid is considered a child? And therefore you're asking, oh, so therefore just like an exemption by a woman, it's an exemption by an animal? No, Rabbi Shua is svukim esafkele. Shua was in doubt. In this murky liquid itself, he wasn't sure, is that indicative of a child or not? By clear liquid, he knew it's not a child. But by the murky liquid, the way I'm defining the machlek is where he was in doubt. Now, therefore, in either context, he goes stringently, as the Gemara explains. Gabe isha dimamainu, by the woman, regarding the laws of the firstborn, as this Bryce is quoting, which is regards to monetary law, because what's the relevancy of having a firstborn of a child? It's regarding that you have to redeem him from the kind from five slum. So that's safek b'mayin l'kula. That's a monetary doubt, which you go leniently. You say, amitzim echavel avaraya. Therefore, we say that, yeah, having that shofar, having that embryo come out is enough to exempt by the case of the woman. Even though shofar is a doubt. But safek b'mayin l'kula. Whereas gabe, but by the laws of firstborn of a behema, what the Bryce is talking about, that's saying, it's not going to be considered a child, and it's not going to exempt the animal that comes after it from the laws of Bechayr, that's because the suruhu, we're talking about prohibitory law. Why is it prohibitory law? Isn't it just regarding giving it to the kain? No, dekele gabe gizav avayda, there's relevancy regarding the next born animal, if you're allowed to shear the hair of the animal, you're allowed to work it. Safek yisruh luchum, and then you go, a doubt in prohibitory law, you go stringently. Because if you're going to say that, oh, it already exempts the next animal, so then you're going to shear the animal, you're going to work with the animal, but maybe this first child was not a child, because we're not sure if this murky water means it's a child or not, and it's going to cause a stumbling block, so if you have to go stringently. And hachanami gabi isha, same thing is also regarding our context that we're talking about in our sugya, by regarding the woman of Tumas Vlad, Rabbi Shua that we were quoting all along, safek tumah lechomer, he's going regarding the laws of tumah as a stringency, he's saying that it's a child, only out of stringency to say that the woman has to have 14 days of tumah, but not that she's going to have Yimei Tara. He does not hold this definitive. He's going as a stringency. But as we said, regarding the laws of the firstborn of this last price that we just quoted with, that we're going lenient, where we're saying, oh, it's going to exempt the child that comes after them, we're not concerned stringently, is because there's no sanctity in the firstborn of the firstborn son. As we said, it's only regarding monetary laws of giving it to the kohen, the five slum, that would go safek m'mayin l'kula, and the kohen is a mitzvah mechavel araya, and therefore it's going to exempt the next child. Which the Gemara asks on this interpretation. Is it really so like Rav Nachman's answering that Rabbi Shua was in doubt? But Vakrakam, he brings a pasuk in the Braisa we brought. What's the doubt? Says the Gemara, no, Midrabanan, it was only rabbinically this halacha because of the doubt, and we go stringently in whatever the context is. Vakras, Machtmam, the pasuk is bringing just allusion to the concept, but really it's not based on that concept. It's not even based on skin. It's even if it's the skin, it's not going to be sufficient. It's skin with murky water, with murky liquid, and that's where he's in doubt. And therefore, he goes stringently to be considering the woman as a Tomas of Leda. So, Amalei Rav Chanina Bar Shlemi L'Rav. He says, look, Ha Rabbi, we have the opinion of Rabbi, which when this question was asked from him, when you have this, a woman miscarrying the embryo full with flesh, what's the halacha? He says, I didn't hear the answer. You have Ha Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yisi, who he quoted from his father that said, oh, if it's full with flesh, it is going to have a tumah of leida of childbirth. Then you have Ha Rabbi Yisha, who he said, and the machlekes that we had brought regarding this brice of Rabbi Shua and the Chacham, which was brought in to qualify this halacha, said that, oh, when you have what's inside, murky liquid, only there did we have the machlekes. And if Rabbi Shmuel Levi, and they have the teaching of Rabbi Shmuel Levi, who he said that, no, the machlekes is when you have a clear liquid. So it says, Mar Kaman Sevile, who do you hold like? What's the halacha and all these different opinions? So Malay said to him, Ani Omer, I say, Echadzeh ve'echadzeh, whether what's inside is murky, or whatever is inside is clear liquid, in the cheshes, you don't have to be concerned that it's a vlad, and there is no tumah of leida. Shmuel Amar, but Shmuel disagrees with this teaching of Rav, and he says, echadzeh ve'echadzeh cheshes, no, actually he says both, whether it's murky, whether it's liquid, you do have to be concerned, and as a stringency, so the woman has to have the days of Tumah, but she doesn't have the days of Tahara, because at most we're saying it's a doubtful child, but not a definitive child. Now says the Gemara, V'az the Shmuel Tameh, Shmuel goes according to his reasoning, as he always says, because the Chiyasar of Dimi Amor, and Dimi came, he said, the Ma'ilam Leidachu Shafer, they never had purified a woman who miscarried an underdeveloped embryo from the laws of being Tumah for 2 weeks, even if it was a dry birth, when it was Benarda and Arda, which was the place of where Shmuel was the rabbi. So you see that he always said this, that you have to be concerned. Labarma, who Shapira, the Asla came to Shmuel. There was one exception of a woman who brought this underdeveloped embryo in front of Shmuel. The manachala chut hasara mahai gisa, that they put the hair's breath, they put a string of a hair on one side of the embryo. The chazi mahai gisa, they're able to see through on from the other side, that hair. So Amar Shmuel said, it meisa, the vlad havi, had it been that this was a child, lahava zikul hai, it wouldn't be so clear. And from the fact that it was so clear, obviously it's not a child, and that was the one exception that he purified and said, you don't have to be concerned that this was a child. Now the Mishnah said, Vimhoye merukim b'chulu. Now, if this miscarried embryo was developed, so then, although we can't tell what gender it is, but you have to be stringent, and you consider it as a child, and you teshub lezachul nekeva, the stringencies of a zachar, which is you only have the meitara of 40 days, but the stringencies of nekeva that you have the meitumo initially of 14 days. Now, turn by the Braisa that elaborates on this and says, Izehu Shvim Arukim, what is an embryo that's considered somewhat developed to say that we know it's for sure it's a child? So Habasholam, he says, Chilis Briyasim Mirayshe, the beginning of the embryonic formation is from the head. Now, Shtei Einav, Kishtei Tipin Shel Zvov, and its two eyes are like two drops, two dots of a fly. I mean like the two eyes of a fly. Now, Tan Reb Chiya, he says, Murchak and Zemezet, so although they're very small, but they're still distant one from the other, like eyes usually are. Then you have the shnei chaitman, you have the two nostrils of the embryo, of the fetus. K'shtei tipim shel zvov, like the two dots, like the two nostrils of a fly, shel zvov. Now, Tan Reb Chiya, he says, u'makarav zel zeh, and these two dots are near each other, like the nose of a human being is. U'piv matuach, and its mouth is drawn out, k'chut asayra, like the thread of a hair, which means a small crack. It looks like a hairline that's spread out over there where the mouth is. And the male member, if it's a male, is kadasha, like a lentil. Now, although we said in the Mishnah that if we're trying to define what's considered a merukim, and we're saying that, oh, if it's a male, then it'll have this element, but didn't we say in the Mishnah that when it comes to the stage, we can't yet tell the gender if it's zachor nekeva? So obviously we're in doubt. So that's a Rashi, meaning that's when it's not recognizable, the member. Then you have that halacha. But in the beginning stages, there actually is somewhat of a beginning of the genders of the male and the female. So regarding the male member, in the beginning, it's kadosha, it's like a lentil. Now, continues the halacha, vim hois in the keva. Now, if it was a female, is nidayin kisa'ar la'arka, then it gets qualified like a lentil in its length, where the genital area of the female is split along the length of by the general area of the female. Now, but the clear demarcation of hands and feet, it doesn't yet have, it's not so visible then, as we're saying, the beginning of the formation is from the head, hasn't yet developed, although it's already considered merukim, to have the tum of leida, hasn't yet fully developed the hands and the feet. Now, and it's on this stage of the fetus that it's explicit in the Kabbalah, meaning in the writings of Sefer Iyev, it says, halikacholav tatichini. Isn't it like milk that you poured me out, which refers to the semen of the male, which gets poured out and it's liquidy at the time when it comes out, like milk? And then, ukagvina takfieni, and then, like cheese, get congealed, turns into a human being. Urubasut talbisheni, skin and flesh, you clothe me. And then, vatsamis vegidim tasechicheni, bones and tendons, you cover me. Chayim bechesed asisi imadi, life and kindness you have done with me. Ufukudas chashamaruchi, and you're watching, safeguards over my spirit. Now, continues the Braisa, Vein Boit Kenoise B'mayim. Now, so when we want to check, you have to be able to get this cleanliness of the child, of this fetus that was miscarried, to see exactly what it is. You don't check by washing it off in water, Shamayim Asin, because water is strong, and therefore, as we continue to Medbez, Vetard Noise, it could dissolve the elements of the child, of this miscarriage. Rather, you inspect it with oil, because oil is soft and it sparkles and it shines it, so you could see better. And you only see it when it's in the sun, and then you could tell and you could see with that glance about what's the status if this is considered Ubam Merukum or not. Now, Ketzad Boitkin, I say, how do we inspect it? Which the Gemara asks, Ketzad Boitkin, I say, how do we inspect it? Because I mean, we just said how you do that. Elabama Boitkin, I say, rather says, the Braisa, how do you inspect the Leidim Zachuim Nekevahi to see if it's a male or a female? So Abishol Barnash, Ramadar was Abishol Baremesh Oimer, he says, maybe Kisim Shereshacholik. You bring a twig, you bring a splinter, something that the tip is a small little twig, that's the edge is smooth. Ubananea Boisamakam, and you move it around in that place, in the general area, as we're going to shortly explain, from bottom up. If the twig gets stuck to something there in the way, that's obviously, although this is minuscule, but it's obviously the male member, because if it was a female, then there would be nothing getting in the way. So if you do a shazachu, then you know it's a male. And then she sits for the Yumei Tomentara of a zachar. And if not, but you do a shenikevi, then you know if nothing's getting in the way that it's a female. Now, Amar Nachum Nam Rabba Avua, like we just qualified, he says, Leshon El Mamat El Mal. This is only if you're going in a downward to upward motion. Because in the crack of like the barley, which we said is like the female genitalia, then there's nothing getting in the way in the length of the fetus. And therefore, but by the male, something should get in the way. But if we're going sides on the sideways, then actually we could say, even if you're getting stuck, it might be the walls, although on a very small level, of the genital area of the womb, of the vaginal area, and therefore that wouldn't be a rye. Rather, you have to go from bottom up, then you'll be able to tell if this fetus is a male or a female. Now, Amar Rabba Barabba, he says, Tanu would learn the Braisa, I'm hoisting the keva. If it was a female, Nidaina Kisaira Saduka, it gets qualified like a split barley corn, which is just coming to qualify what we learned before, that it's qualified like a barley, didn't say that split. I mean, like a barley has that split in the middle, that's how the female genital is, and you could tell that in regards to even on this early stages of the embryonic development. Now, however, on this halacha, Maskevel Rav Nachman, he asked, how do you know if there's a split over there that's telling you that it's a female? Maybe it's actually a male, and it's the thread of the scrotum of the male testes that there's a separation going from the bottom up between the two bayim, and it looks like a depth, like a split of a barley corn. Maybe that's what it is. So Mabaye says, well, hash the bayim gufay leidi. If at this stage the testicles themselves are not recognizable, because what we said, you're starting off in the development, it's not recognizable because it's so small. Chutzal bayim yidi. You think you would be able to recognize the thread of the separation of the bayim? Obviously, it's not. Obviously, if we're seeing that, that's obviously a sign that it's a female. Amr Bamram, he says, Tanu Lutna Braisa, the Bezir Chesav, the two thighs, when it does start developing the separation of hands and feet, is Kebez Chudim Shal Zahiris. It starts off like two golden threads. Now, Amr Bamram Allah, or crimson, Amr Bamram Allah, he says, on that, it's Kishal Erev. They're like the woof thread, which is thicker than the Shesi, than the warp thread, which is the primary thread, and then the woof goes from side to side. And Bishneh, which is a little bit thicker, and its two arms are like two crimson threads. On that, and on that, it's kishal shesi, which is like the warp threads, which are thinner than the woof threads, because the arms are thinner than the legs. Now, Amli Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda, but Shmuel said to Rabbi Yehuda, shin the sharp one lay tavet ovde. Don't go ahead and do this to define this embryo as a child, achiyaser, until it has hairs on its head, and then you know it's a child, and then you'll consider it as a child for the halachas of leida. On that, as the Gemara, did Shmuel really say that? Only if it has hair on its head? But Rav Shmuel, as we quoted earlier, says, achazu ba'achazu cheshesh. He says, even if there's no child inside, he says, even if there's murky liquid, even clear liquid, you have to be concerned that it's a child. How could he say you only consider a child for Tumas Leida, only if there's hair on the head of the embryo? So Amr Avami Bar Shmuel, he says, L'didim efarshli menei demar Shmuel. He says, no, I heard it qualified from the name of the, from the master Shmuel, that you said, no, you're right, lachash cheshesh. To be concerned, you have to be concerned, and you're right, you have to be stringent and to sit the 14 days of Yemei Tuma, and maybe that it's a Nekeva, even if there's just liquid inside, and even if it's clear liquid. But Yemei Tahara lo yavin le'achiyasa. What he meant to say was, it's not definitively a child to have even the days of Tahara, of that any dam that comes in those days is going to be pure, unless it reaches a stage where we see that there's even here on the embryo. Says the Gemara, lememer the mesafkele l'shmul. Is that to say that Shmuel was in doubt, that he didn't know exactly to define when it is, and therefore he gave a really clear benchmark, which is when there's here on the fetus? But v'ha'ahu shapira da'asu l'kamei demar Shmuel, there was a certain fetus that came in front, this embryo, that came in front of the master Shmuel. And Amma, he said, he was able to look at it, and he said, when he saw this miscarried fetus, he says it was 41 days old. But then they calculated from the day that the woman had immersed herself in the mikveh to be permitted to her husband until the day of when the miscarriage happened. It came out to be only a possibility of 40 days. V'amalu, he said to them, Hai b'ni d'bol. It must have been this man had relations with his wife a day early, the day before she went to the mikveh, and he had relations with her when she was still in the menstrual state. So they bound the guy, they forced him, and he admitted, and he says that yes, a day before he went and he had relations with her. So obviously he was very proficient. He was able to tell the difference from one day in the embryonic stage of day 41 between 40. So how could you say he was not clear, and therefore he had to give such a clear benchmark of only up until this here on the embryo? So says the Gemara, you're right. Shani Shmuel. Shmuel himself was different. The Rav Gurvri, that he was very proficient. He was a professional. He was able to tell the difference. But not everyone is as proficient as him. And therefore, for others, he gave the benchmark only when it has hair on the head. Then you know for sure it's a child. And then you're able to give it the Yimei Tahara of Leda of childbirth. Now the Gemara continues to explain the halacha of our Mishnah. We said, Hamapel is sandal. If a woman miscarries something that's a sandal, so b'chula etc. We said that then you have to be teishav lazachem nekeva. We know for sure that it's a child. Question is, we don't know the gender, so then we have to go stringently regarding zachem nekeva. So Tanan Rav Lunda Braisa elaborates on this halacha. Sandal doimel ladag shel yam. This sandal is comparable to a fish in the sea, where there is a fish in the sea that's called sandal, and this fetus looks like that. Mitchilasev lahu. Initially, it's a child, and therefore we said in the Mishnah that for sure, yeah, it has the halach of tumas leida. Elishanirtzav, it just gets squashed, and therefore we can't define exactly what it is, what gender, but we know that it's a child. Pshimim lilam, he says, sandal deima lalashin shalshar hagadol. This sandal is comparable to a tongue of a large ox, which really means to say is like a tongue that is totally smooth its face. Now, although we said previously that when it's panav toiches, if its face is totally smooth, the mother's not tummy. Here it's different by the sandal. Here for sure the mother is going to have tummas leida simply because this was a child. It's just that, as we're going to shortly explain, there's another child actually that ruins and squashes the face of this, what we call this sandal. But the fact that there's another child proves that this is also a child. It's just that it loses its face, but it's definitively a child. In contrast, when all you have is a smooth face, then maybe it was never a child at all. Now, Mishum Rebiseinu Ha'idum, in the names of our teachers, they testified that sandal tzarch tzuris panim. The sandal needs to have some form of a face for it to be considered a sandal, again, to be defined qualitative as a child. And again, the gender we don't know, so therefore they have to be teishav zach on the keba. Now, Amr Rebhuda Mishmul, he says, halacha, the halacha is sandal tzarch tzuris panim, it has to have a figure of a face. Amr Rav Ada, Amr Rav Yisab, Amr Rav Yitzchak. He says, Sandal Tzarech Tzuris Panim. He says, like we said, it has to have a figure, a form of the face. But he says, Vafil Machayrev. Even if the form is even just in the back of the head, it's still going to be considered a child. Because what's the face doing in the back? It's Mashal Adam Shesatr Es Chaveris. Could be compared to a person that slaps his friend on his cheeks. V'hichz upon Vachayrev. And he turns his face backwards. Which that's essentially what happened to the sandal, that the other fetus inside squashed it and moved its head backwards. But again, it has to have some figure of a face. Now, b'mei Rabbiane bikshu l'taras a sandal she'en l'tzuras panim. So the days of Rabbiane, they wanted to purify a sandal if a woman gave miscarried to a sandal that didn't have a form of a face, so that they wanted to say that that's going to be tar. So amle Rabbiane he tihartim as a blood. This Rabbiane says you're purifying women who have a tumah of tumas leida. And that is the Gemara. How could he say that? But Vatanya learned the brisa that we just quoted before. Mishum Rabbi Seinu Ha'idu, in the names of our teachers, they testified, sandal tzarech tzuris panim, to be considered a sandal, to be considered a vlad, this miscarriage, has to have a tzuris panim. So why is he telling them that if they wanted to purify when it doesn't have a tzuris panim, that they're being mataras of vladis? So Amrav Bibi Bar Abaya, Amrav Yechanan, he says, because me'edusa shub nechunya nishnas mishnazu. This brisa that we quoted was actually that says that you have to have a tzuris panim was from the testimony of Reb Nechunya that it was taught. He testified this teaching in the Beis HaMedrash, and he's a das yachid, he's an individual. But the halacha doesn't fall like that, and therefore does not require tzuris panim. Now, Amr Reb Ze'eri, he said, Zacha bar Reb Bibi b'shmaitzi. Reb Bibi, who just said over this teaching in the name of Reb Yechanan, his mazel, his divine flow, caused for him to merit this teaching, and that he got to say the teaching first, because Says Reb Zeira, "Da nava hu havina yasivne kamed Reb Yechanan ki amal hashmeitzer." Because me and him were both in front of Reb Yechanan when he had said over this teaching that this brice that we quoted that has to have the form of the face was really from the testimony of an individual of Reb Nechunya that it was taught. But kadim iuvamer, he went first and he said bezachaban, he merited and I didn't merit to say it. It was his mazel, but really we both heard the same teaching for Reb Yechanan. Now the Gemara wonders on the halacha of our Mishnah. Why did they even mention this idea of sandal? Valoi ein sandal shein imay vlad. As we mentioned before, and that actually tells us why it's different than pun of tuches, that we know it's for sure a child, because there's another child with the sandal, and actually that's what deforms the first fetuses that becomes the sandal's face. So there's anyways another child. So without the sandal, anyway, it would be Tumas Leidu because they have the child. Why do you have to say the Tumas Leidu because of the sandal? So says the Gemara, Idis Yalda Nekeva Bahadeh Hachanami. Right, if the other child is a girl, is a female, then you're right. It would be unnecessary to mention the Tumas Leda of the sandal, because anyway, you're having the days of Tumah Tahara of a Nekeva, where even if it's a bona fide male, still when there's a female with it, you're going to anyways be subsuming the days of the Zachar for Tumah Tahara in the days of Tumah Tahara of the female, because the days of Tumah of the girl are longer, and the days of Tahara of a girl are longer. So you're right. If that was the other child, then we wouldn't have to say the Tumas laid up the sandal. But Hachma Eskinah says, Gemara, what are we talking about in our Mishnah? This Yolid Zachar Bahadeh. The other child is a male. And we're in doubt regarding the sandal if maybe it's a female. And that's the stringency that we have from the Tumas laid up the sandal, that you have to sit 14 days for the Tumah because maybe it's a girl. But you're right. For the days of Tahara of a girl, we don't give because maybe it's a male. And we'll only have for 40 days, not for 80 days. Now, so what's the Chiddush in that? The chiddush is that we're saying that if the other child is a male, then we're saying that maybe the sandal is a female. There's a chiddush, there's a novelty in that. Because Ma'avadatayman, what would you say? He says, what defines if it's what the gender of the child is going to be? So he says, Isha mazras tchila yulad zachar. If the male emits the seed first, then it gives birth to a boy. Ish. That's if a woman emits seed, where it's the seed both of the ovum and the egg of the male and the female. So if the woman gives forth the seed first, gives birth to a boy. Ish mazriya tchila yuladis negeva. If the man emits the seed first, then he gives birth to a girl. So you would say, from the fact that the other child is a male, that must be that this sandal was also a male, and therefore that this woman who gives birth to these two babies should sit only for the days of a zachar. Kamash Malam, that's our teaching that no, Amish name is Riba Vasachas. I could say that maybe both the man and the woman emitted the seed at the same time. Hai zachar v'ay nekeva, and therefore one was a boy and one was a girl, and therefore even though the other child is a zachar, could be the sandal was nekeva, and that's what we're saying that Teshel v'zachar nekeva, you have to sit for the stringent tumah days of a nekeva. Or Dova Achor, another interpretation, you could say that no, even if the other child is a girl, we still have to mention in the Mishnah the doubt that arises when one gives birth to a sandal. Why? Shem Teled Nekevel of Nishkei Sechamav. Let's say the other definitive healthy child was a girl, was born first before sundown. Besandal Achor Shkei Sechamav, and then this sandal, which is this deformed faced child, was born after sundown, which halachically is a different day, so it could have been a few minutes apart, but it's one's before sundown, one's after. The halacha is going to be relevant. So you're going to count the beginning of her nida days from the first woman, meaning to say, after you finish the Yemei Tahara of the first one, after 80 days, for 14 days of Tumah, then for the next 66 days of Tahara. So when do you start what's called Tchilas Nida, the beginning of her Nida cycle? Because all the blood for those 66 days are Tahara. After the 80 days, on the 81st day, that's when you would start the days of Nida from the first one. Yes, but there's also the Tchilas Nida La'achar, but there's also the beginning of the days of Nida from the second child, which is already halachically the next day after sundown. So if, let's say, for example, if this woman has a Re'i of Dam on day 81 from the first child, so that essentially should be Tchilas Nida. Why? Because maybe the sandal which was born after Shkia was a boy. We don't know the gender. So the days of Tahara of the boy was already done after day 40. And it's not going to go until day 81 like by a girl. So therefore, when she sees on day 81, so that's already done with both children, it should start Tchilas Nida. Then when she sees 8 days later, so she's already done with the days of Nida. She already entered into the 11 days of Ziva. With halacha is that you don't become Tomei for 7 days like when it's Tchilas Nida. You have what's called the Shemeris Yom. You only count one day for the day that you had a Re'iyah of Dam. But then the problem is, that's only if the sandal was a Zachar. But this is where the doubt comes in. Maybe the sandal was a girl, and therefore the Yimei Tahara of the second child, which was born after Shkia, goes until day 81 from the first one, which is still day 80 of the second one. So what you're seeing on day 81 from the first one, maybe is Dam Tahar. It's not Tchilas Nida. So therefore, now when you're seeing on day 88, which is after 7 days from the first day of day 81, maybe that's Tchilas Nida. Maybe that's the beginning of the Nida. And because that's Tchilas Nida from the second one. So this is the problem that arises, which is relevant for the halacha to say that for the sandal you have to be Teish Lazach and the Keva. We don't know by the second Re'iyah, is that Nida? Because on day 81, when she saw from the first one, it was really day 80, which was still tar, and therefore 8 days later, 7 days later, when you come after those 7 days, then it's already then it's going to be Shemeris Yom. Or maybe no, that day 81, which was really day 80, was still Yimei Tahara. She never started her Nida cycle. So on day 88, when she's seeing now, it's actually day one of Tchilas Nida. It's not just you have to keep one day Tahara, you're actually going to be Tamei for 7 days, like a Nida, and therefore that's the relevancy of saying the Halacha of Sandal, even if the other child would be a girl.